Welcome to the Scouting Expedition podcast, courtesy of the Cascade Pacific Council of the Boy Scouts of America. This is more than just a podcast. It's an adventure cast. Here we'll share stories and insights about the lifelong adventure, real world grit, and personal growth only found through scouting here in the Cascade Pacific Council. We'll have guests here indoors, but also head outdoors to meet those that make the Scouting Expedition come to life for thousands of local youth here in Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. Each episode will start with the latest news, reminders, and important deadlines for our families, scouts, leaders, and volunteers, so you can just take a quick listen or watch in a way that's convenient for you. Then we'll dive into the topic of the day. So let's get started.
Hi there, scouts, scouters, and friends. Thanks so much for joining us today on today's Cascade Pacific Council Scouting Expedition podcast. My name is Chris Bartel, and I am the Director of Marketing and Innovation here at the Cascade Pacific Council. And we're going to dive right into a news update real quick here. But first, of course, we want to talk about our safety moment. And our safety moment today is actually just like we reminded you in the last episode, is to remind you to do safety moments at your scout meetings and activities and adventures, all of that. And if you're ever kind of wondering what the heck is a safety moment or what the heck should I talk about, well, if you go to scouting.org and search for safety moments there, you will actually see that they have posted more than 100 safety moments that you can use on, it is literally every topic, for your next adventure, outing, or meeting. So check that out at scouting.org. All right, let's dive in today into the news items for the Cascade Pacific Council. And as we like to remind folks that this is what you'll actually see in your weekly email newsletter. So check that out for all the links and things like that, because we're not actually going to go into all of the links here, but we just want to give everybody kind of a news update really quick and brief here, just so you, for you who are listening or watching, you can just quickly digest what's happening and get a gist of what's going on around the Cascade Pacific Council, and then head on over to your email and check out all the links there and get the links there, or on our website, of course, at cpcbsa.org. First of all, we really want to remind folks that there are really important adult registration changes. So if you are going on any scouting activity that is overnight, you as adults must be fully registered. And that means you need to have completed an adult application, you need to have completed the youth protection training, and your BSA criminal background check must be approved. Now, that's for anybody doing any kind of overnight scouting activity, whether it's alumni or work weekends or just going out with your scout unit, you need to do that. And don't wait till the last minute, because this process can actually take up to 30 days. Usually it's around a week, but you just need to know that you need to be prepared for that. So especially if you're going on adventures this summer or outings, you know, do that now. This is a great time to take care of this, as well as do your medical forms, medical checkups, and get those taken care of too. There is one exception for Cub Scout adults who are doing overnights. You actually don't have to do this if you're traveling or you're doing this with your own child or legal ward. You're not required to register as leaders. But everybody else, you know, it's a good opportunity to do that now before summer hits. All right, next up on the news items, we just want you to save these dates here. May 22nd, we have the Council Annual Business Meeting. That's going to be in person and online. Also, the Council Court of Honor is set for June 9th, and it's going to be at Oaks Park. Really going to be a fun time. We're really making it a scouting day in the park where the community is invited and welcome. And of course, we'll do the award ceremonies and all of that. That is on June 9th, the Council Court of Honor. Another news item we want to mention is that we have a job opening here at the CPC. So if you want to help kids get outdoors and grow in grit and become tomorrow's leaders, by golly, join us here for a part-time member support specialist opportunity. It's available now, and just send your resume over to info@cpcbsa.org, or you can ask questions there. And it's for a part-time gig here in the Cascade Pacific Council. Next up, we just have a reminder about Camp for All. If you're working hard to meet that unit goal and still haven't quite met it yet, you have until May 31st to meet your deadline there. And if you do meet your goal by May 31st, you'll get 5% back on a Scout Shop gift card for all the amount that you have raised. You'll also, of course, get free weekend camping at Council Camps and a ribbon for your unit flag if you meet your Camp for All goal. So get at it, folks, and help us create more scholarships and get more kids to camp. On May 2nd, another item here is, this is really fascinating and fun. It's a National Day of Prayer. It's where scouts from all over the nation will read sacred texts from their faith and do it all at the same time at 5:30 p.m. on May 2nd. So join in on that. On May 24th, this is something really important. We have the Memorial Day flag placement. If you have never done this before, it is wonderful. It is a 56-year tradition at the Willamette National Cemetery where scouts and friends and family go out and place 180,000 flags throughout the Willamette National Cemetery. And this year, we just are highly emphasizing this point that it is on Friday this year. Usually it's been on Thursdays, but this year it's on Friday. So get the information there in your Compass Points email newsletter. It is a wonderful, just a heartwarming experience. And there's some a fun ceremony at the very beginning of this. So check that out. On April 27th, we want to let you know that the Scout Shop is having a one-day-only prepare for camp sale and lots of deals, even hour-by-hour specials and offers and deals. So check that out on the CPC website if you need directions or whatnot. But join us there on April 27th. That's a Saturday for this amazing Scout Shop opportunity to gear up for camp. Another thing we want to mention are work weekends. They are happening as we get ready for summer camp, and we have all the camps need help and as we get ready for that. So feel free to sign up for that. You can reach out to the rangers of each of the camps and find out more there, again, in the link in your Compass Points email newsletter or on the website. Another fun thing we want to mention is that the climbing committee is creating a plethora of climbing days, both indoor and outdoor, throughout the year. This is something we just want to promote because it is a fantastic opportunity for even for Cub Scout adults and Cub Scouts to learn about climbing and rappelling. And so check that out as well in your email newsletter. Here's something that just came about this week was that Camp Cooper, did you know Camp Cooper is just a beacon of biodiversity? It is an incredible, beautiful place for your scouts to have outings, but also we're conducting an insect study at Camp Cooper. So at Camp Cooper, we've studied plants and the birds and the animals and things like that, but this is an official study that's going to be done, and we need your help. We need some boots on the ground, so to speak, and some hands digging in the dirt to look for bugs. Yes, bugs. So you can contact Ranger Aaron Yoder on that and join us for that. That's happening really throughout the year. Also new that came in recently is we are having a fun outing at Camp Pioneer at the end of summer. So it's a summer camp experience focused on a geek week. That's right. There is going to be tabletop gaming and role-playing games and trading card games and more, and a quest for the throne. Yes, it's called the Cascade Chronicles. This is a fun week of summer camp. It's at the end of summer on August 12th through 16th, and there's even going to be a live-action Throne Quest Adventure. So they have created quite a theme on this. So check it out on the website with the link there in your Compass Points email. Some training events we want you to know about is that there's an outdoor leader training on May 3rd through 4th at Powerland Heritage Park in Salem. It's only $17 to do this and really become super prepared for your great adventures that you're going to have with your scouts. There's going to be the basic adult leader outdoor orientation, also called Baloo, and there's also the introduction to outdoor leadership skills called IOLS for the Scouts BSA youth or older youth leaders, and a great opportunity to learn everything you know about taking your kids out on great adventures. Another fun thing is you can add fishing to your unit's program. This is a really great opportunity here. On May 18th, you can become an angling educator outdoor trainer, and this is for actually scouts ages 15 up and adults as well, and you're going to learn fishing skills and how to run a fishing program in your scout unit. Really a great opportunity in Beaver Creek, Oregon on May 18th. Speaking of getting outdoors and being prepared, there is a grouping of wilderness first aid courses that are available as well. This is for youth 14 and up and adults, and it's really an incredible way to get smart, get prepared for the great outdoors with some wilderness first aid. They'll actually do these classes around your activities that you're planning, so you can really focus and hone in on the type of adventure you're going on and learn some first aid around that. There are multiple opportunities in the next coming months here, so check that out in your Compass Points email newsletter. Speaking of training for youth, we have National Youth Leadership Training happening this summer in June, July, and August. Three different courses are available. This is the ultimate training for Scouts 13 and up who want to become incredible leaders for their Scout unit. It's all happening at Camp Baldwin. It is a fantastic opportunity to grow as a youth leader at National Youth Leadership Training. Some events we want to let you know about is that there are a plethora of camporees happening. Pacific Trail, Santee M River, and Spirit Lake and Cascadia are all having camporees on May 3rd through 5th in a variety of areas, and they are going to be a blast. Just an absolute fun time. I know our scout unit's going, and we're really excited about it and getting prepared to for all the competitions and whatnot, so check that out in your Compass Points email newsletter. Also, on May 8th through 10th, Pacific Shores is having a district camporee and a family camp out at Camp Clark, so that is going to be fun too. Speaking of camping at Camp Clark, we actually have family camping reservations are now open, really from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and it is a wonderful opportunity to have a campground almost all to yourself, all spread out, and really 2.5 miles of beach pretty much to yourself too, which is pretty neat there at Camp Clark, so check that out in your Compass Points email newsletter or on the website. Some partner events we want you to know about is that in May, we have the Alaska Airlines Aviation Day is happening on May 11th. It is a fantastic time to learn all about flying and flight and airplanes and engines and everything else, courtesy of our friends at Alaska Airlines. On May 24th, there's Scout Night with the Hillsboro Hops, so some baseball and fireworks. And speaking of more baseball and fireworks and fun, the Mavericks League is having a couple of Scout Nights against the Volcanoes versus the Senators. And that is on June 28th and August 9th. And we are getting ready and geared up for our first ever Portland Timber Scout Night on August 24th. More information is coming on that. We literally just got this scheduled this week, so we're super excited to announce more about that. And lastly, we're going to talk about next week's podcast here. I'm excited about it, of course, because being the marketing person at this council, is that we're going to have a marketing update. So we're going to talk about tools and updates for your Scout unit. And we're going to announce the fall recruiting campaign. Did you know, as a matter of fact, that September is National Preparedness Month? Yeah, it's National Preparedness Month. I wonder if the Boy Scouts of America should own that. I think so. So guess what, gang? I'm just going to throw a little teaser out there that there's going to be a theme around this in September. And we're really excited because we're going to have some plug-and-play open house activities that your unit, your scouting unit can just go for and do, and it's going to be super easy for you to plug in for September. So if you're sort of planning your program right now, just know we've got September pretty well planned out for you. So we're going to share more about that next week, and there's also going to be a unit fundraising opportunity in addition to popcorn during that time of year, during September. So more on that next week, so join us. Please join us for that. And that's all for today's news update here in the Cascade Pacific Council of the Boy Scouts of America. So now, let's get on with the show. On today's scouting expedition, we'd like to welcome Deb Hildebrand and Jeff Beck, who are here to tell us all about the Cub Scout program updates launching June 1st, 2024. Welcome, gang.
Hello.
Well, I'm super excited to have you guys here. Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to first, of course, hear your scouting expedition stories, as we like to say. So, Deb, we'll start with you. How did you start in scouting? What's sort of your scouting trail?
I have two boys, so I started in scouting when my oldest was a tiger. My youngest got to join as a lion, because when he got that old, there was lions. So he loves to rub that in his brother's face, that he was a lion. I joined as a volunteer for my oldest son's den. Through the years, I've gone just about all the positions and then did a lot of COVID support. And I like to say, once you have enough volunteer hats, they ask you to staff. So I now work for Cascade Pacific Council as an impact and retention executive.
And Jeff, how about you? What's your scouting expedition story?
Sure. I did some scouting as a youth, a little bit of Cub and a little bit of Boy Scouting at the troop level. Life went on, and I wasn't very much of an outdoorsy type, but there came a flyer at my son's school, and my oldest son, asking for folks who might be interested in scouting. So we went to a join night, and and he was hooked. He thought it sounded great. It was going to be a new pack, so they, of course, needed some adult volunteers. And, well, I raised my hand. So I became a Cub Master for Pack 52. I did that for 7 years, getting all three of my kids through the program. Two of my kids are now at the troop level. I am the Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 71, 571. And I have a son and a daughter in those respective troops. And in the past year or year and a half or so, I've been volunteering with the council, helping out as an assistant commissioner. So that's sort of my new role, and just helping wherever I can. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for your service. So we've reeled you in, that is for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's really, really great. So tell me, I'm going to ask you before we dive into this, because I'd just love to hear, why do you scout? Why do you stay with it? You've both been doing this for quite a few years. And so, you know, what keeps you interested going? Why do you scout?
Of course, every parent wants their child to benefit from scouting. I see the benefit to every child, so I really want to spread that. And honestly, the world needs more scouts. We just need that oath and law to make it farther than us.
Yeah. Jeff, how about you? Why
yeah.
do you keep scouting?
Well, yeah, simply put, but boy, it's you couldn't be more correct. You know, for me, it's I'm really getting a kick out of doing these adventures, and I know my kids are really liking it, so I want to keep that going. But it, just to tag on to what Deb said, I'm really I really take great joy in seeing just the growth in these young in these youth, that the maturity levels, the leadership, and just seeing them have opportunities that they may not have had without scouting. It's really wonderful to see.
Here, here. And so starting at the beginning, you guys have been very involved with the Cub program and the evolution, shall we say, of it. And I've seen just little bits and pieces here and there of it. And I'm just super, super excited for it, because it just, it's simpler, and it's really great. I was just a Cub Master as well, and so I'm super excited to just talk through what you guys are seeing in terms of some of the updates and things like that. So let's dive into it here, and let's see here, Jeff. We're gonna start with you, because you've got some a little bit of background and whatnot.
excuse me. What we're looking at here is essentially, when they looked at updating the Cub Scout program, they wanted to focus on three main things. And looking at every single detail of the program, whether that was an award, an adventure, a rank, whatever, they looked at every single component and asked the question, is it fun? Is it simple? Is it easy? If the answer was no to any of those questions, then there was an update made. And so what you find, Chris, is that there was an update made to almost everything in the program. So they really took their time with this. They really focused on these three things. And I think the results are there. Just the changes that we have seen, I think it really is going to be fun, simple, and easy for everybody. It's going to be fun for the Cubs, with all of the activities. It's going to be simpler for the Cub Master, for the den leaders, for all of our adult leaders to deliver this program. And I think that's really a huge part of all of this, right? We want to keep it fun. We want to keep it interesting. But it's got to also be a little bit easier, for everybody has such a busy life. So I think they did a great job.
Sounds like they got a little bit of feedback from folks in terms of what they wanted to see, right?
Yeah, yeah. The key takeaway here is that, you know, it wasn't 1, 2, 5 people sitting in a room going through the program and saying, okay, what do we need to change? Really, this is the work of several, lots and lots of people, but what is key is that they got the feedback of over 23,000 Cub Scout leaders and parents over the course of a couple years in the form of emailed surveys. So they really got a lot of feedback on the current program, you know, their thoughts on that. And really, I guess the key here is that the changes that were made, they're data-based, which is great, right? You know, I work in the engineering world. I'm very data-centric. For me, it's nice to see that, you know, again, I used that analogy that, you know, it wasn't just somebody who thought they could do it better. It's really the work of and the opinion of a lot of people. So I think that's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Deb, would you like to take this one next here, talking about some of the, were they working on deep dive here?
Yeah, so when they were looking at the different parts of the changes they wanted to make, there was four key areas that they were interested in changing and making better. First one was Bobcat. The biggest change there was that in the past, everybody that starts the program starts with Bobcat, except for Lions, because that was added after the program was already started. And so having everybody go through the same Bobcat requirements every year was very difficult. A lot of kids got bored. It wasn't really age appropriate for everybody. It got too easy for the older kids. It was too hard for some of the younger kids. So they wanted to make sure that everybody could do Bobcat at their own level. So they changed a whole program for that one where they had every cub does an elective at their own age, and they get to earn a Bobcat adventure every year. They also changed the adventures. A lot of the adventures were repetitive. They didn't want to keep them doing the same thing. They also wanted to make sure that it was consistent for a leader that is talking to a new parent about Cub Scouting, that they have the same number of electives, the same number of requirements for every year. Made it a little simpler for the adult, especially recruiting purposes. The Weeblows. The Weeblows had a lot of confusion because in the past it was Weeblows and Arrow of Light. They could work on them together or apart, and it wasn't really the same pattern as the rest of the requirements of ranks. And then they also looked at the awards. And the biggest thing with the awards was they weren't being utilized, and they wanted to make sure that the content in them was available to everybody. So they wanted to incorporate that into the program to make it more accessible.
Now we get into some of the look and feel. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, of course, you're seeing all of the graphics, the new images and things like that. For those of you who are listening, we'll just sort of describe what the changes are and whatnot. But this is pretty exciting.
So the Bobcat is no longer a patch, no longer a rank. It is now every rank has a belt loop or a pin based on their age of the Bobcat. And so they get a new one every year. They earn their requirements for that, ideally early in the year, and learn the basics of scouting for their age.
All right, well, let's dive into some of these updates here across the board in terms of all the ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have here, what you're looking at is essentially the 6-2. So this is one of the ways that the program has been updated to make things simpler for folks. Sometimes, as Deb said, there was some question is, How many required? How many elective do I need for this rank? Especially the Weeblos and Arrow of Light, there was some shared adventures and there was some confusion. So now they've made it very simple. It's 6 required and 2 elective, no matter what rank you are working on. And then what you'll see here also, as we go from left to right, that we have each of the 6, that they are attached to one of the scouting principles. So you'll see there that every rank will have again, there's the Bobcat. That's the first rank or first adventure, excuse me. And that's tied to character and leadership. We go down the list. We have one for outdoors, personal fitness, citizenship, personal safety, and family and reverence. So those are the basic principles of scouting, and then going from left to right, you'll see now there is a adventure that is connected for each of the ranks, And this is another way to make it much simpler. If you don't have a den of eight scouts at a certain rank, but instead have one of these and two of those and, you know, what have you, a mixture den, this becomes much, much easier because you can say, okay, we're going to work on our outdoor adventure and we're going to go on a hike. And maybe the youngsters, the lions and tigers, they only need to be out there for 20, 30 minutes without knowing the specifics, but 20, 30 minutes, say. And then as you progress through your ranks, it's going to be more age appropriate. The bears might do a mile, and then weebelows, maybe you're up to 2 miles now. But the thing is, it's made it much, much easier for the adult leaders to plan activities for those mixed dens. And I thought from a background of, you know, forming a new pack where you have those onesie-twosie ranks, this is going to make life much easier, I think, for folks. So.
So you can really have kind of a theme for the meeting.
Absolutely.
And rotate through themes, and everybody in the pack is doing something associated with the theme, which is really way easier, way more fun, I think, because all the kids are then able to do it together. Instead of being, I remember at Cup Scouts, we have all the kids are all separate in the rooms and everything else, but this makes it feel like we're all going out and doing a thing. We're all working out something together, even though it might have different tweaks to it. That's really
exactly
really exciting. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. So let's dive into, tell me more about about Bobcat being a part of everything. So how does that sound like it's going to be rolling out?
Sure. So, you know, Deb touched on this a little bit, but really this is now intended to be the first adventure that your scouts work on, whether that's at the start of the scouting year in the fall, or, you know, if they're joining midway through. This will be the first adventure they work on, and instead of it being, you know, asking our Tiger Scouts to memorize the Scout Oath and Law, which, you know, do your best, of course, but what they've done here is they've changed these adventures so that they are age and rank appropriate. So it's more about delivering the message behind the oath and law necessarily than reciting it. Again, this is intended to be the first adventure that scouts will work on.
Like you said, so a third grader can just join in the middle of the year or something like that, and they're all going to start with the same piece, and then they can dive into whatever other adventures.
Wherever they're at.
Working.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
exactly.
That's really great. Well, let's do there's an example here for those of you seeing this on YouTube or in video. We're going to share here a bit of an example of how this actually plays out. So go for it. This is really, really great.
Yeah, so this is a little bit what you guys were already talking about. This one is the outdoor adventure. So if you look across the board, those that are viewing it, you can go out on a pack hike, and you can see that the lions and the tigers both have the 20-minute requirement, so they can go on the 20-minute hike. Although I'll tell you, a lot of them will totally keep on going with those weeblows.
Oh, yeah.
And they're learning the Scout Six Essentials. They're learning the exploring the outdoors. And then as you go farther, the wolves do 30 minutes. The bears do a mile hike. The weeblows are 2 miles. And then the arrow whites have a little bit higher expectations, just like they always have. They're going to be doing a troop visit and an outing. So that will be something that we will really see as the updates come along, too, is that we're really pushing the arrow of light is going to be a transition period for them, learning how to cross over into a troop. But they also do the outdoor adventure with the pack, if that's what works best for your pack. Take everybody out together. Everybody works on requirements. Everybody gets stuff checked off, and they all get to earn something together. And I always like the older kids with the younger kids because those older kids are so cool. Those younger kids, so they always want to be the big kids.
That's a great, it looks really, really fun here, where they're learning more, but it's still thematic with, in this case, outdoor adventures. So we're seeing here that like you said, they when they start out, they're going to learn, do the 20-minute walk and some Cub Scout Six Essentials. Then as they grow, they're learning a bit more. They've already got those six essentials down. So now they're going to describe four different animals when they're a wolf and then a bear. They're going to learn about leave no trace. So it just really grows and blossoms. Yeah, as and probably is a little bit more difficult to memorize or things you have to learn. That's really, really fantastic. So tell us more about the grades and ranks here. What's next?
I'll jump in. Sure. So yeah, what this slide is showing is, you know, we've all seen these pictures, the promotional photos and whatnot that show Cub Scouts doing a number of various activities that are all very, very exciting parts of scouting. You know, you've got the bicycling there, you've got the fishing and the Pinewood Derby. And, you know, there wasn't always really something associated with that as far as a rank requirement or an adventure. If you were a bear, yeah, a bear goes fishing. Well, guess what? Everybody likes to go fishing. So now what they've done is they've taken those sorts of activities that all scouts like to do, and they've created an elective adventure for every rank. So a lion, a tiger, a wolf, bear, everybody can get a fishing adventure pin or belt loop. Same with the Pinewood Derby. You know, yeah, you could tie that into some of the building adventures, but now there's a Pinewood Derby adventure. Whoops, sorry. This is really part of the program that I think is kind of exciting. We'll cut to it later here in the video, but there's really a lot of new adventures that they have put out there that are really trying to capture all the activities that the Scouts have really traditionally loved. So,
and there sounds like, and they're doing it together again.
It's all linked, and not just bear gets the fishing badge. That's the best example that comes to my mind. So, I always thought it was pretty funny. You know, yeah, you can get a segment patch, but the bear is going to get a belt loop.
They're constantly looking up to the older, to the younger. They're looking up to the olders, and they're, oh, I want to become that, like you were saying, Deb. Yeah. That's really, really, really fun to watch. So tell us more about the awards. What's sort of evolving here, if you will?
So they were looking at the different awards, part of the surveys, part of their studies, and they realized that between 1.5 and 3% of the awards were actually being utilized and earned, which is a real shame when it comes to things like the NOVA Awards that are all science-based and something that kids really need these days. And then the Summertime Pack Award, the Outdoor Activity Award, the Conservation Awards. So these were things that we really wanted them to get the content, but they weren't using it, partly because it was hard to find. It was in the very back of the book. You had to go into the awards section, those that use Scout Book. So if you weren't the extra type people that look everywhere, you didn't find those things. And we really wanted to make sure that those awards were offered. So instead of having them as separate awards that nobody earns, we incorporated them into the program, and they're all their own electives now. Some of them have different names, different requirements, but we're hoping that they'll increase the utilization of them. Most of the electives are about a 15% use. So that's going to really increase the exposure to kids for those very important topics.
Great. So for those of us who are not the super scouts like Deb Elthran, we can actually that do read all of the details.
Everybody has a chance.
Exactly. We can all do a little bit of STEM.
I'm always available.
that's really, really great. Okay, let's talk. Speaking of STEM, so let's talk a bit more about that. It is just such a hot topic across the board for schools and whatnot. And I'm always, I have to rethink how I think about STEM and scouting, because I typically don't think of STEM as getting, I'm all about the outdoors and going out and running around the woods and things like that. But then somebody said, well, you know, that catapult you made when you were in Cub Scouts, that's engineering. Oh yeah. Communications guy doesn't get that kind of stuff. So tell me more about the STEM program. I know you really enjoy it and really are into it. So tell us more about that.
It's everywhere. So in the past, the NOVA Awards were Wolf and Up. There was 11 awards that were for those NOVA Award counselors, and then Supernova Awards, where there was two for Cub Scouts. But now they've incorporated them, at least two electives per rank, for Lion all the way through Arrow of Light. So everybody gets the opportunity. Again, just like all the others, it grows with them. So if the Lions can't do high math, right, we're going to give them something that is accessible to them, that is easy for them to grasp, and then they can grow as they continue. And there are so many electives now that they can really explore all kinds of different categories. And all those, they have math, NOVA Award or NOVA pins. They have engineering, they have art, they have symmetry. They're all available there. So anybody that loved the NOVA program, it's still there. It's just within the electives now.
So, well, speaking of that, let's go right here to this for those watching. Tell us more. This is pretty incredible.
So this is a little, those that are viewing it, this is a little view of the electives. So the ranks that have a full year, so Tiger, Wolf, Bear, and Weeblows all have a full year. They all have 20 electives to choose from. So they're going to do those 6 requirements, and then they are required to do 2 electives to earn rank, right? But they have 20 to choose from. So obviously they don't have to stop at 2. They can keep going, and they can really taste test all kinds of things. The Lions and the Arrow of Light both have a slightly shorter year, so they give them 16 to choose from, which is still more than enough for them. Those that can see it, we have a lot of them that have the same names. And at the top of the chart that you're seeing, the lighter color are all the ones that have the same name. Don't assume that they're the same. Everything has changed. So there's a lot of new adventures that they can try, new activities for you guys to do together and explore. The lower section that's a little bit darker are all new ones. So these are all new electives. A lot of these have that NOVA component to them. They also have where we're at incorporating the bike adventures, the fishing, the racing, which includes Pinewood Derby and Rainetta Regatta. It also includes the Summertime Fun, which is the replacement for the Summertime Pack Award. And then the World Conservation is the conservation patch that we used to have the little panda on it. And then at the very bottom, the darker ones, are all of our range and target sports. So those that go to summer camp will probably have, well, those that are going to Butte Creek will have, because I'm writing the curriculum. We'll have the opportunity to earn at least 2 of those belt loops each, or pins based on age, before they even leave camp. So potentially you have kids that will go to camp and already have their electives knocked out before they even leave summer camp. But those that don't go to camp obviously can work on a whole bunch of different choices when they come in and start in the fall.
Looking at these, it's really great. You can see how it all ties in rank by rank, and it's really great how they weaved it all in. Like you mentioned, the World Conservation, we're seeing Summertime Fun across the board here. And then tell us about the darkest pieces down there at the bottom.
Yeah, those are those range of target sports that all have new requirements. Obviously, there's the safety component, the getting a little bit better in practicing your accuracy and that kind of thing, learning all the different parts of whatever tool you're using in that activity. So there's a lot of fun stuff they can explore out and about.
Awesome. Well, just sort of looking at these, what gets you excited in terms of you've been through the program and everything else? What elements of it get you really interested and get you excited about implementing this with the pack themselves?
It's just simple. Our den leaders, new parents get overwhelmed with the program, and they don't know the terms, they don't know the program. Making it simple and so many choices, whatever you like, you can try. Whatever your kids are into, they can try. So everybody can have something that makes them passionate about the program. They can study those. Maybe you're not into math, but you know what? This was a math adventure, and it was pretty cool. So maybe you try a little more math. And that was what I loved about the NOVA program since the beginning, too. So,
yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Very similar answer, obviously. But I love that there's something for everybody. My bear goes fishing example. I love that now it's so much simpler and easier to do things as a pack, regardless of what rank you're at. And everybody gets something that they can work towards. I really think that that reward, that recognition for the scouts doing the activities, I think that's important. So I love that they're all connected now. Way easier.
Way easier. Easier is better, especially in scouting. As I said, it can be a lot when you're first jumping in. We're very unique in that way. We're a program that is from kindergarten all the way into the early 20s for these young people. And it can be kind of that's shocking for some, but it doesn't have to be. I think it's picking and choosing some of these elements that, you know, a parent is passionate about, I think helps us become more relevant. We talk a lot about relevancy around here, and that, you know, we've been in a program that's been around for a long, long time, more than a century. Okay. So how do we stay relevant? And STEM is a great example, but you still can go fishing. That's really neat. But okay, so speaking of things that people are really excited about, of course, they want to see the handbooks and things of that nature. So let's check those out.
So these will be in a scout shop near you sometime very soon. We'll pop up the calendar here towards the end of our chat. But what you're seeing here is that for those that are having experience with the Lion rank, that's going to continue. There's going to be it's sort of like a workbook, activity book sort of set up, where there's one for the parent and one for the scout. And then what they've done with the Tiger is they've said, oh, well, that worked really well with the Lion. Let's just continue that. So there, what you're seeing there is two booklets, both the full 8x10 size, what have you. But they're more of an activity booklet as opposed to a traditional handbook that the scout can work through and their parent can work through right alongside them. And then you'll see here, Wolf, Bear, Weeblos, or Wolf and Bear, they still have their own book. And now you'll see at the bottom, fourth and fifth grade, Weeblos and Arrow of Light, they each get their own book. No more shared book. Another feature I really love, if you can see it here, there's a blank little white box at the bottom left corner. The scouts can write their names right on the front cover.
Okay, is that brand new? Because
yeah, that's the intent there, folks. So grab a Sharpie, write their name on it, and makes it much easier to make sure it goes home with the scout,
right,
who owns it.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh,
please use the box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I was just going to say, like, is that something new? And well, they need that on the scouts' PSA
they
books,
do.
Too, because, well, pages tend to get ripped off because they're carrying around all over the place. But every time, trying to figure out whose book is whose, and oh, hey, right there, your name's on the front. It's on a Sharpie across the front, so that's great.
Yeah. One more thing about those scout books. Another neat thing I think with the Arrow of Light that they've done is again, the Arrow of Light it's intended really to help promote the scouts to transition from the cub level to the troop level, from pack to troop. So what they've gone and done is they have included the requirements for the scout rank, the first rank you would earn at the troop level, in the back of that book. So you get a little sneak peek of what's to come. And you'll still need to work through all the sign-offs with your scoutmasters. But I just thought that was a great way to sort of help tie it together and ease that transition. So,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's right. And this is what we're seeing right here. This is, you're talking about the where it actually even looks more Scouts BSA like too, as with the Arrow of Light book. It's even more that color, if you will. Great. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about uniform. So a couple of tweaks and changes there.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, there's been a lot of confusion about what people should wear and what color the Arrow of Light should wear. So they wanted to clarify it. So traditionally, it's been kind of what you outgrow. We would love to see, but if you outgrow it, we're not going to get all upset if you have to transition into a bigger uniform because we're thrifty. But the Weeblos will be wearing the blue uniform. They'll also be wearing the traditional Weeblos neckerchief hat, so we can identify them as Weeblos. Gives them an opportunity to wear that bear patch that they worked so hard for their last third grade year, and so that they can keep that bear patch on and show it off. And then as they go into that fifth grade year, they'll be changing into the tan and green, just like the Scouts BSA again. Arrow of Light is designed to show them what it's like to transition into a troop. So having them looking like a troop scout is ideal. They are not required to wear a neckerchief and a hat, so it could be the opportunity to, you know, most troops don't do that, but you know what most troops also do is they choose their own neckerchief. So they have the opportunity to do that when they pick their patrol and their patrol name and do their flag and all of that. Part of the Bobcat requirements is teaching them how to work as a patrol. So if they want to do that as an Arrow of Light den, they have the opportunity to act like a patrol and choose those specific items to identify themselves as their own patrol.
Gotcha. And now you're just talking, is this what you mean? They're actually on this life gang we're seeing here. Go ahead and explain what we're seeing here.
Yeah, so a little bit of change in how the ranks are presented on their blue uniform. So you have the diamond that is made up of the four rank patches that you earn. So like we talked about, the Bobcat is no longer a patch. So they will not necessarily have that on the 12 o'clock position of their uniform. So don't move them. If they've already earned them and they have them on our uniform, just leave them there. We don't want to give you extra work. We're trying to make it simple.
Yeah.
But anybody that's working on a blank slate or continuing on, there is no specific home for each patch. So you don't have to figure out where the second patch goes. If it goes below that, did I leave enough room on the top? All of that. So their first rank goes to the 12 o'clock. And then to the left, that goes the second rank that they earn, whatever they start with. So as you can see in the next pictures, those that are viewing, the lion is first on the 12 o'clock in the first example. So that was the first one that this scout earned. And then his second goes on the left with the tiger. And then he continues on to fill the entire diamond. But scouts that don't start as lion don't always have that opportunity. So maybe the next one started with a tiger. So his tiger goes in the 12 o'clock. His wolf goes on the left. So they don't look the same from each other, but they get to grow that diamond as they earn their ranks.
That's great. That's nice because when they join later, because they don't have to, especially in Cub Scouts, you have kids come in all the time, and they don't feel like, oh, I'm missing a piece because I only have this one dangling over here to the right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's an interesting change, something I would not have thought of.
You know? Right, that's right.
that's really, really great. Well, let's talk next about the how are we going to implement this program itself. So let's talk a bit about a little more about what people will start seeing in terms of the tools and whatnot.
All right. So in the past, you bought the big old Den Leader book, right? Which I love. I'm a paper person. I love the reference. This is all going to be printer friendly for those paper people like me. But we're going to make it very simple for you guys to find. No having to go to the scout shop and buy it. You'll have to pass it down to the next Den Leader. It is going to be on scouting.org, not behind a password. So those that like the Den Leader experience in Scout Book, it was hard to get to, and we wanted to make that simple. So it's on scouting.org. You will land on a page that has all the den options and the ranks. And then from there, you will pick whatever den you're leading. So if you're leading the lion den, you click on lions, and it'll open up all of the adventures that are available to your lions. You click the adventure, and then it'll show you how to implement that adventure. There's a lot of choices. They give a lot less restrictions on how you earn it. Their goal is what they are, learn more than how you do. So they're trying to make it simple for anybody. If you're creative, you could come up with so many ideas.
Okay, let's talk a bit about more in this slide here. Tell us what we're seeing here.
All right, so this one is how the adventures will look once you guys get into that adventure slide for whichever rank you're leading. So each adventure will have a choice of cards. So this is for requirement one, okay? And so they're showing this is actually the first requirement of Arrow of Light Bobcat adventure. So they'll get to pick, and then it'll have these little icons on there that shows you guidance on what kind of work this particular requirement needs. So the first little icon is the activity or the location of your activity. So it'll show you, is this an indoor activity? Is this an outdoor activity? Or do you have to travel? So if it's winter and rainy and dark, you may not want to do an outside adventure tonight. So you may not pick that one. You might pick a different one for tonight. It has activity level. So it'll tell you, are my kids sitting during this adventure? You may not want to have four different sitting requirements for a wolf den, because those that have led wolf dens, they're the hardest ones, especially when you get a big one of them. So you want to pick ones that have, maybe it has a running activity, a sitting activity, another active one, and so you can really mix up your planning and plan how your den meeting is going to be organized based on the activity level that your kids need to be able to contain themselves or not. It'll also have supplies that you need. So do you need to go out shopping for something special? So if I'm planning it today and my meeting is tomorrow, I may not have time to go shopping for something special, so I may not pick that one, but it'll tell me if I need no supplies. So if I'm really pushing the time, I might want to pick one that has one, which is none, or two, which is very little supplies that I need. And then the prep time. So those that have led Blue the Builder, you know that there's prep time. So you'll need to make sure that you plan ahead on that one. And so that you can, it'll warn you that you need a week ahead of time or a little bit of extra time to plan for that adventure. So you can plan what you're going to lead when, much easier. And if you grab one card for each requirement, you can have a den meeting set in a very short period of time to plan.
That is excellent. It's literally a shopping list, a to-do list. And
yeah,
that makes it just a lot easier than having to feel like you have to read the whole book and figure out what you're going to do next week.
What I love about that, too, is that if you need to have somebody cover for you, you can hand them all the little cards.
Yeah. So they are actual cards.
They're working on it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's printer friendly.
Great. And all the materials are printer friendly. Yeah. Like I've noticed that on scouting.org for Scouts BSA, they've really done a lot of modifications for the merit badges, and it's very printer friendly. Lots of downloadables, lots of how to's and things like that. So that's really great. Makes life a lot easier. So let's now talk a little bit about the timeline when everything is going to happen, and so let's talk about where we're headed.
I think
sure.
So we're looking at getting the scout books in the shop soon. Last I heard, they were in the printer and getting cut and all of that, so they should be here before too long. And then after that, they'll start updating the online training training for leaders, and then they'll update scout book soon after that.
Okay, and then so the launch is there. What will we start seeing? Do we know what we'll see online? When will this sort of start trickling out? Is there a way for people to kind of start seeing some of the tools or anything like that?
They're on the schedule for June. We'll see, and I'm sure we'll be sending out emails through council that says, hey, guess what? Go check all the stuff. It's out. Because I will be all excited and telling Mr. Chris to share that quickly. But yeah, so we should be seeing that come in. June 1st is when we can start leading these programs. So that will be what you'll see at summer camp, and anybody that's got their summer program planned, hopefully you do, you can start working on those then. But those that have weed woes, make sure that you're right now working on electives, not working on your arrow. Like the old program did allow working on arrow light as soon as they finish their weed woes, but that will be little bit of a snag at this point, trying to go into the new program, because those Arrow of Light's fifth graders for next year will be working on the new updates for the Arrow of Light.
Yeah.
And there are tools here. We're going to show a slide here. And for those of you who are listening, we do send this out in your Compass Points email. For those of you who are in the Cascade Pacific Council, we have links to this update. So it is at, go ahead. And why don't you share what people actually will see here at this tool here.
So this is a link tree. So if you scan the QR, those that have that on video, it will send you to the little image there on the left that will give you a link to scouting.org for the updates. It'll show you the different changes as they come and they go live. It can also show you the link to Come Chat Live, which they have been doing live class or live webinars, but they are always available on, especially Facebook. So if you're watching them now, they're all available, all the old ones. And then it'll also send you, can listen to that on a podcast also.
Great. Well, that is, and it is a great resource. It's super simple to find this, and they have done a really, I think just a really bang up job of trying to tease out some of the elements. So if you go to those Cub Chat Lives, they do have a lot more of the screenshots and things like that, and details as to, especially with the books and all of that. So that's pretty exciting. So at the end of the day, let's get back to what do you think is going to be better for this program? How do you think it will be perceived and seen, and how will it feel to sort of to new parents and parents and leaders who have been around for a while?
I think just making it easier. We don't want to overwhelm any leader, especially those new guys. We want them to feel comfortable in their new Cub Scout family. And so the more comfortable they are with the program, they're not feeling overwhelmed, they're not feeling all the acronyms. We want to make them just happy where they are and get that bond with that group that they have so that they can grow in the program and hopefully go on to Scout VSA and continue on.
Yeah, and what I'm hopeful for is that this makes it much easier for your Cub Master and committee chair to maybe help recruit some den leaders because den leaders are really, they're what helped make this happen, right? They're just so, so important. And it's important that this new program update is simple and easy for them to understand and for them to deliver. Because, it can be very, very overwhelming, especially if you're new to the whole thing. And, you want to help. You want to make this a success, and you want to make it a great experience. But, oh, boy, what am I getting into, right? That seems to be the natural reaction, I think. But I think they've taken a lot of efforts putting together these updates it's really going to be much easier for folks to sort of help out and jump in. I don't know that we mentioned it, but most of these adventures now, they're really intended to be one meeting and done. No more, they're, as you progress in age, there might be a little bit of homework, or it might be a carryover with an outing or something like that. But for the most part, from Lion to up through Weebelos, the intent is that each of these adventures is one meeting and you earn the adventure. Make it simple, make it easy, keep it fun. That's really the message. They're all going to have 4 to 5 requirements, and that's it. I'm really excited to see these changes be put out, and I hope they're well received.
Easy, simple, and fun. It sounds like that's really the manifesto, the mantra of these new updates, and that is awesome. That's really exciting. Parents are we all know how busy everybody is these days, and so it's really nice to see that they've taken that into account. And especially, I'm excited to see some of these downloadables where it is, like you said, whether it is a physical card or it's a printer-friendly piece that shows how difficult this is going to be. I forgot to plan something. Can I just quickly, there's something I can do that. That's going to be an easy one. It's going to be simple. I've got a checklist of stuff I've got to stop at the store and get. That's really, really exciting. So you're not having to flip through the whole program guide and things of that nature. And so that's really, really, really fun. So, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing a little insight as to what's going to be happening with this piece. Really, really thankful for you guys taking all the time that you have to learn about it, to teach about it. And it really is exciting. And I'm excited to see more parents get involved. I love also that people can look at some of these adventures and go, I'm really into that. I'm into fishing, for instance. And so I'm going to check this out. And wow, I could actually do it for all the kids. Yeah. So it's more impactful for the adults too, the parents who want to get involved, grandparents who want to get involved and actually make a difference with the entire pack instead of just the den. So especially if you're a smaller group of kiddos, well, now you're making an impact with the whole group, which is really the whole pack. It's really nice. Well, thanks guys so much for joining us, and we really appreciate it. And thank you all for joining us as well. And we will see you all next time. Bye-bye. Wave, everybody. Stay well.
Bye.